We are two lines before the Mishnah on Pesayin Amud Aleph. Pesayin Amud Aleph. Two lines before the Mishnah. The Gemara just answered that by Kriya and by Nadarim, Tech de Dibur, one can change their mind, or by Kriya it can be Yitza, and if it's after Tech de Dibur, then he can't change his mind, he would have to do it again, meaning he can't redirect the Kriya nor the Afara. The Hilchos said Tech de Dibur, because Dibur Dami Chutzmi Megade, if I was a Tchav, Mekadesh, and Megarish. And the way the Rabban explained it is because. That's what we started this week. The week before we had done Ravashi.
I haven't marked up my Gemara, but let me just double check here in my notes, please. I apologize.
It could be that we did Ravashi again on Monday. That's very possible.
On Monday, we started at Ravashi.
Right, because I done it. Okay, I'll do it again. It doesn't bother me. Ravashi Amar, Kambatrek, it's about seven lines into the Amar. Ravashi Amar, Kambatrek, Kadediba, Kandalachik, Kadediba. That back to the. There's two Girsas in the Rush. We're going to learn one of them now. You can chazer both of them yourself. That is going back on the Dorim, that is the difference between Tresk de Dibur and Achik de Dibur. The Tresk de Dibur, you can redirect the Afara, the Achik de Dibur, you can't. And the Rush takes out the words about Kriya because he learned that nothing to do with Kriya. There was never a contradiction with Kriya. We already answered Stama Mefarish, and we had a price that said that. So therefore, there's no reason for the next two lines. That's in one Girsa, the other Girsa, he takes out part of the price before. So he can have these lines of other karmigat today kriya. I'm reading it, but the Rush takes it out. Shanim to benai pes today dibur, hada amit loya today kriya, lachik today dibur. You can't be, one cannot direct the kriya after it's done past tef today dibur. But Tanya Bataka learned that way. Misha eshta chayla bataka beisim in the salaf, and he fainted. Amgduma shemes, he thought he died. Vakara vachka chmes, loya today kriya, because he did kriya while the person was still alive. However, Amr Shim Ben Pazi, Amr Shim Ben Levi, Shim Ben Kapara, Lord Shadr Shemes, Lach Kedei Dibur, Abba Tef Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. The Hilchah said, Tef Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, Chutz four things. Megadeh, blasphemy, Evin, Kavit, Skavim, Mekadish, Kedush, and Megarish. And the Ran explains, the way we explained it with the Ran, the Pshad is that we say people don't make a decision till after Kedei Dibur. They, in their mind, they're not 100% decided. Whereas by these four things, they're major, so the decision was made before. A woman says, I bear myself from figs and grapes. Kayim to mixtus is the whole thing. Kayim to hafara to mixtus is not the whole thing. Amr kainam tainam shani tamas, anavi shani tamas. And she said kainam twice, and this is going like Reb Shimon, who says that what splits it is when you say the verb, like the shvua shukalecha v'yechad, and the kainam lukalecha v'yechad, are elu shnei nedarim. Dante Gemara Mani Masnissen, who's the Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Ishi Gemara of Ishi Yifrena, her husband validates it, or her husband cancels it. Amr kainam tainam elu shani tamas, kainam latainam kula kainam, hafra latainam, einam mufras yifrenadav. And the reason is, because by hafara it says, yifrenu, by kakam it says, yikimenu, even part. Menu is part. Yifrenu doesn't mean part. Hafra latainam, einam mufras yifrenadav. We just turned the page. Divri Rabbi Shmuel. There's a hekesh shma yikemenu bimenu, av yifrenu bimenu. Just like Hakam is part, Afar is part also. So according to Bekiva, if you're made for part, the whole thing is mufar. That's what he says. Even though the word doesn't say it, the hekesh says it. In fact, the Gemara Rabbi Shmuel, what is Rabbi Shmuel's response? Miksiv yafar mimenu? Doesn't say yafar mimenu, it says yafirenu. Rabbi Kiva's response is makish afar lakama. There is a hekesh. Ma'akama mimenu, afafara mimenu. Just the opposite, that the hekesh goes the other way, and we don't say yikimenu. We don't darshan the word yikimenu to mean part. Even you have to be made for the whole thing. If not, it's only part. Reply to, can I trouble you? There's a box of tissues on top of this far. I just noticed it. If I would have noticed it before, I would have removed it. Yeah, I don't need the box of tissues. I just need it off the swarm. That's why I said I just noticed it. But I wouldn't have noticed it before. I wouldn't have left the box of tissues on top of the swarm. Talk to Mishnah, talk to my right arm, Rekainam Taina, I'm a Rabbi Matthias and Reb Shimini, as we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, Dama Shemesh, Wulu Chalacha Viecha. Yedei Ani Shiesh Nadarim. The man said, I knew there were Nadarim. Aveini Yedei Shiesh Mafirim, I did not know that a husband could be made for. You have for, because that's considered Yom Shammai when he finds out. Yedei Ani Shiesh Mafirim, Aveini Yedei Shiesh Nadar, I didn't know this qualifies. Remei Remei Lo Yofer, because you heard the Neder, you knew you could be made for Nedarim. You might not have known this Neder, but you knew you could be made for Nedarim. Therefore, Lo Yofer, Chamam Yofer, that's considered you Yom Shammai. Now, the Gemara understands that Remei is working with logic. That Remei, who says that it's already considered, because the Maisi you heard, and you should have been made for, the Maisi you heard. Dr. Gemara Raminu, Beloy Ra'ais Prat Lasuma, Divar Amihuda. Beloy Ra'ais means he usually sees, but he didn't see now. The Meiraim of the Rabbis is Asuma. So the question is, logically we would say that the Maisi doesn't see him. So the Chayre Rameir is including the Suma, right? That means means he go Basa Svara. In our Mishnah, Rameir is the one that says that Lo Yafer, even though Svara says that he didn't know enough information. And for the Gemara, Marabah, Achim, and Yonah, Dekra, Achim, and Yonah, Dekra. It's Xeris Arkosa. Mehuda Saver, they take out the second Achim, and Yonah, Dekra. Mehuda Saver, Gabi Ritzeh, Xiv, Hashem, Esrei, Bayar, called the Bar Mayol Yar. Anybody that can come into the forest. Sumanavi, Bar Mayol Yar. Biyar, Beloy Rice, Labab, Sassuma, Biyar, Nafkele. I don't need Beloy Rice to be Marbet. Shmami, no. Beloy Rice, Prat, Lasuma. Remeir Saver, simply Das. He has two Meutim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the Blizas for there. The Gemara Makkos talks about what Rabbi Yehuda does use Blizas for, but this Gemara doesn't discuss it. Blizas called him Armeida, the Suma La Armeida, who he's not aware. He Armed Bloy writes about the Suma, the Blizas, not Kalei. We already have him here. Shmabina Bloy writes the Rabbis, the Suma, because Ambiat Achamir, Elo Rabbis. Dr. Mishnah Vaitan Budu Hanoma Chaisnai, somebody makes Hanoma from his father in law. But who writes the law says, there's a mistake?
Yeah, I mean,
arrow, number three arrows, not just a kind. Okay. Amura Anam Achais never write to Lazarus, will be to Mars. I'm a liar, Mars, and soon along with my time. You should say to her, this money is given to you as a present. And he has to add more than that. Elamajat, the sentence of the sentence of the Bicho means it doesn't even become yours till after you eat it, because once he gives it to her, this Mishnah is clearly stating you cannot give a woman a present and say her husband has no control, which is a machlokes in Masechtas Kedushin by an Eved, Remeir and Rabbanon. So you give an Eved money, Amenashe LeRabbi Rishus Bay, we are transferring that machlokes to a woman as well, and Remeir would hold you can't do it by an Eved, you can't do it by a woman, and therefore there's no way to give her money without her husband. Therefore you have to say, I never give it to you till you eat it. Amar Rav, Oy Shonu, Amar Le Mashat, the Senes, and Senes Meficha. There's no argument what the Mishnah holds. The Mishnah is clearly Remeir. The question is, what is the halacha? So Rav Paskin that way. He said, he has to say that. If he says, do what you want, if the husband gets it. Because Shmuel Paskin, you can give a woman a present of an Asher in the Baal of the Shosba. Maskin Lorem Seira. Command of the Hashemai said the Rav Kermeir. The Amar Yad Yishiki Yad Baila. That means Remeir holds that he should combine Vaila, and I have a contradiction in Remeir. This has nothing to do with our Mishnah. This is a plain contradiction in Remeir. Can a woman be Zaycha? Is she considered a different entity to be Zaycha money? Come on, Oslo, Roger, Rammer, Yad, you should get Vaila. Remeir. How do you do a sheet of Mavoy? You have to give it to somebody to be kinder for all the B'nei HaMavoy. So Allah is Menech HaTachav, is Amazel, Lechol B'nei Mavoy. Then somebody has to be kinder. But Zakalam, I de Abdim Shachasa Ibrim, I de Benoit Bita Agdailim, which are, there's independent, Pashat Shat, Machlaikas Amaroim, one is Gizailim and Kana, I de Bita, I de Yishka, Yamakani has a Baila, the Baal. The Arab never left it, right? So how could you be Zaykh for other people? That's the question, right? The answer is, right, it's a raya. And for the Gemara, by the Remeli, and she took the keep the list of Fakirimu, Miyad Baila's out here. Since she's Zaycha for others, she can be Zaycha. Meaning, because he's being Masalik himself. Like we say in Baba Basra, that if a person gives a present to his wife, He doesn't own anything because he means to remove himself. So if he asks her to be Zaycha, then he's asking her to be Zaycha. He's giving her a present so she can be Zaycha for others as well. Another Ravashi, and here we have an internal contradiction in Shitufei Mavoi. So far, it mirrors the previous brisa. The Ishtar, you can't give it to. Right? The question is, before we said you can give it to. And for the Gemara, so since she has to be zeicher for herself, so then he's giving her a present, it's becoming hers. Once it's becoming hers, she can be zeicher for others. And Miga the Zachi Lanavsha, Zachi Akhri Namashenkim, she doesn't own a chatzar, not giving her anything, so it's like somebody else giving her, and therefore he's zeicher it. Zach the Mishnah Vaita. The Nether Amoni Grusha Yakum Aloha. Keta. Amona makes a nether, nobody can be made for it. Now, obviously, that's really a simple pasuk, right? Because, I mean, there's no husband, there's no father, so who should be made for it? Zog the Mishnah, obviously, the pasuk is trying to tell me something. So there's a machloikas tanoim, and our Mishnah takes one side. Keta. Amra reini nazira lachash leishim yai. She made herself a nazir after 30 days. Abba bishan nisis betrech lama yai. So the marriage occurred in between. So when the neder is chal, she has a husband, and he heard about it, and he wants to be made for it. But that's not the day, that's not the status, not, I don't care which day it is, but it's not the status she made the neder under. She was a single woman when she made the neder. So can he be made for it or not? Because we go by when she uttered the neder, and when she uttered the neder, she was a single woman. She made the neder when she was married, made for law, and then she said after 30 days, and, right, I think Mishnah is going to explain, made for law. Okay, so I'm writing this year, lach alam ajoim. Abishin is guy, Salman is his guy, Shabbatai Klamad, how is that mufer? Because when she made the neder, she was his wife, so he can be made for it. Nadra by Biyayim and his guy, Shabbatai Biyayim. Hezira by Biyayim. Ain't a yachal lahafer. Because ain't a baal made for Bekaidman. Once she went out to Rishus 1 second, nobody can be made for Zaklau. Kosh Yatza Rishus Ats Meshahachas. Ain't a yachal lahafer. He can't be made for. Something in my bite, the Tanya Amone Grusha Shamra, Iranian Azira Lakshanasai. And Amone Grusha that said, I am an Azira when I get married. Vinesis. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Yafer, because he goes by the day they netter is Chau. Rabbi Kiva I'm a loyaver, he goes by the day she says the netter. The Simna Yalali, meaning in the first case, Rabbi Shmuel said Yafer, Rabbi Kiva said Loy. And the very next case, it'll be the opposite. Ages is Shammai Reni Nazir, that's his garage for his garage. Rabbi Shmuel I'm a loyaver, because the Chalois is post garrison. So that's the second Lamed in the Simon. Rabbi Kiva I'm a Yafer, which is the second Yud. Yafer, loyaver, loyaver, Yafer. Right. She nedda b'shas almanus agerishin. We look at when the chalais is, when the nedda is chal. B'kibot avar, right? B'kashu asra navsha, achei suri nedda b'shas almanus agerishin. So when she said it, and she said it, has to be, in order for him not to be made for, she says it as an alman and a grusha. So to come out right, I'm Rabbi Chizna Masnis and Rabbi Kivi, because our Mishnah says we go by when she says it, not by when it's chal. There, it wasn't that you wanted her status changed. It's very possible that her status won't change during those 30 days. Therefore, the Mishnah, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that it can't be made for, because it's chal, a good chance in the first case that it won't be chal when she got married. It wasn't that she said it should be chal when she got married. She said 30 days. She might be single after 30 days. Therefore, we go by when she says it. The bride says she made herself depend on the suin. She said the change of status. That's when Rabbi Shmuel says you go by the status of the time it's chal, because it was depending on status. Show me yaimi belain this garsha, show me yaimi belain this tamisneva. In the case of the days, there's a good chance it wouldn't change. Therefore, you go by the day she says it, not by the day it's chal. Period. Zach Cloud the Tony Gabi Nara Marasa. Back in Nara Marasa, we had a Payalov from an Aleph, I think it was. That's what I was told. Was it Payalov? It wasn't Payalov. It was by Ayan Aleph. I'm sorry, way back. an ayin aleph amud aleph. The Mishnah talked about a case about divorce, remarriage, and it says as long as she didn't reverse by la via by lachem afir nederel. So we're looking for a case of zaklau where there's a second husband. So what is that including? So even though he divorced her, she made a netter, he divorced her, right? And then she re-kedushin. So since the father never lost control, so then he can still be made for it. Right? Then he can still be made for it. Mashain Kane, right? That's if you learn Gerushin, it's not a hakama. Right. Or he didn't hear about the or right. Or he didn't hear about the letter. And Mashain Kane, in the case of that moment the father wasn't there, so if the husband divorces and she get a new husband, the mal can't be made for bekaidman because the father had lost control already. Now I'm going to read the Rush's list. The Rush has the first case. Even though it says Naris, the Rush says it is not Minara, it means girl. The first case, Begaris be Yisayma, a Begaris that's a Yisayma that made a netter after she was a Yisayma. So there's really two reasons nobody can be made for. There's no dad for two reasons. Number one, she became a Begaris. Number two, he died. Okay, second case, Begaris umesavia, meaning she made the netter as a Begaris, and then the father died. Again, there's no one to be made for. The third case is Begaris, umesavia. She made a netter as a Nara, and she became a Begaris, and then her father died. That's three. The fourth case is Nara Shaloi Bagra. She made a netter as a Nara, and umesavia, and then she became a Begaris. The fifth case is Nara, Shemei Savia. She made a netter as a Nara, her father died, and then she was Bagra. There's nobody to be made for. The sixth case is Begaris Avia Kayim. He's alive. She made a netter after Bagras. Seventh case is Nara. She made a netter as a Nara, Begaris, and she became a Begaris Avia Kayim. Her father's still alive. The eighth case is Nara Shaloi Bagra. She's a Naira that never became a Begaris yet, but she's a Yisayma. And the ninth case is Naira Begaris, the Yisayma. She made an enter to Naira, she turned into Begaris, and she's Yisayma. All these cases in the Re'a Kayaman. Truth is, as the Gemara will explain, there are three cases. He's adding a case of Yisayma Bechayav, where the girl is alive, her father, and she's obviously alive, her father is alive, she is a Nara, and he still can't be made for, because he married her off, and then she got widowed or divorced, so he no longer has any control of her. She is referred to in Chazal as Yisayma B'chayavil, Adayin Hinara, Adayin, she's still a Nara. Amrav Yudah Maravzudi, Rav Yudah, B'chamem, Shalosh Naras, Adayin Kayamim. Three Naras in Dre Kayamim, they shorten it, short and sweet. Begaris, Yisayma, Yisayma B'chayav. Right. Zog the Mishnah Vayter. Why did Mishnah have complicated matters? And it seems like Rabbi Chachamim elaborated and Rabbi Yehuda shortened it? I don't know. I mean, just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda elaborated and Chachamim shortened it? I don't know. Zog the Mishnah Vayter. Kainim Shen Yais, Nana La'aba, Ulavicha, Maisani Apicha. I ban that I will not have pleasure from my father or your father if I work for you. So then, there's two gerusas in the Mishnah. Reb Lezer Mimith says, because he holds it's not a beinoy lebeina, because she can work for him. So shub yasser na bavicha. Where the Rosh's gerus yafer, because using her as the tanai is a pgam in him, it's a gnus, and that makes a beinoy lebeina. So then the netter is about him. Because that is Tanya, Reb Nosson Eimer Lo Yavr, because he holds you can't be made for a neder till it's chal. Chamim Eim Yavr, you can be made for a neder when it's in Tanai stage. The Tulum and Ayudim and Meshem Shaseich, she banned herself in the Hanoah of intimacy, if she has intimacy with him. Reb Nosson Eimer Lo Yavr, let her have intimacy, let the neder be chal. Chamim Eim Yavr, because you can be made for the neder before it's chal. There was a person, the Itzra, the Al-Mele, Yinasav Itzra. He banned the Hanoah of the world upon him if he marries a woman. And again, this Machoik is what Hilchasa is. I'll learn the simple way. He doesn't finish us. Rod Begaba B'Tavlaya, he ran using tools that you use to get your fruit together, meaning baking, make a living. He got busy making a living. But until he wasn't able to learn Shas. And he couldn't get married. But if he got married, he'd be Aser Bana. Aser Avacha by Ravuna Shavshe, he misled him. I used the word lied on Friday. I got a text saying that I shouldn't have used that about an Amira. I regret I used it. I didn't mean it in a bad way. So I will reword it. He misled him. He told him, you won't be Aser Bana. That's what he told him. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, Amish Loi Aser Bana Asylum. He told them, you won't become Aser. So he misled him by saying, the facts won't be that way. But he knew the fact would be that way, but he did it with Tavasai. Vintzavitsa, it's not an Isser Sheker. Vintzavitsa, and he married a woman. The Sharkitina, then he couldn't have his clothing on, according to the Rush. So he smeared him with mud for Tzniyah's purposes. By the way, as an aside, the Rishonim learned that he didn't want Rav Chisda to know who it is. So not that he just smeared him with mud so Rav Chisda shouldn't recognize him. Why he didn't want Rav Chisda to know who he is, I'm not sure. Because, I don't know why, that's what the Mefarish says. What? Could be. He just brought him in there, smeared his face with mud, so Rav Chisda shouldn't know who he's talking to. That's what the Mefarish learned. The Ran learned, he wanted to show him that he's going to need people to help him. You can't live life with your mud all over your body, unless you have people help you. Anyway, that's different Shatam. The Rush learns he had to take his clothing off, therefore he smeared him with mud for Tzniyah's purposes. Who's smart enough to do this if not Rav Acha Bar Avuna, the guy of Rabbu? The servant gehecha the pligi Rav Anam Rav Nassim Bafara, hachanami pligi b'shayla. He was holding like Rav Nassim, so he wanted the nena to be chal. Even though this was not a case of Bafara, this was a case of going to Rav, he held that Rav Nassim holds that by shayla it has to be chal as well. The Papi Amar, no. The Machloek is about Farah. The Rav Nassim Savein about me from Kechal HaNeder. The Sibachofra Halvana. You, it's a hit. Really means the Halvana will be embarrassed. But it means that you have to be made for when it's built already. Rav Nassim about me from Kechal HaNeder. And again, they use a Ramez. The Sibachofra Machshavah Sarumim. You can be made for when it's still a Machshavah. It's not talking about a husband there. It's talking about the Rabbi Nishloelim. He's made for Machshavah Sarumim. It has to be a dover yet. It has to have been chal already. So according to that, even according to the Chachamim, he should have been makbid to make sure the neder was chal. Not only because of Rav Nassim. Lema Messiah, we're going to bring two rayas. We're going to get out of the two rayas. Then we're going to have a second lashon in Rabbi, and whatever is a raya ends up being a kasha. And the what we prove when we slug up the raya, that will be the answer to the kasha. Kaidim shani nana l'plaini l'misha ashalalav. I won't have enough from plaini, and from the one who's matrim me on it. So, nishal, rishon v'akach nishal l'asheni. Now, the Gemara understands, rishon and sheni mean the first netter, the second netter. V'yavet nishal b'shlechal netter, v'yahai nitcha b'reishi, v'yahai nitcha b'reishi. You remove number two before number one. Something about how do you know who it means? V'yad ha'i kam ha'i basra. Oh, just says do one, then do the other. It didn't say which one is first and which one is second. That's your speculation. Elohim HaMessiah. Chayim Shani Neder L'Plani Areni Nazel L'Cheshel Olof. Now that's clear. A Neder followed by Naziris when they're Shoyal. Nishal Nidroi, V'akach Nishal Nidroi. V'yamet Nishal B'Shlechal Neder. Iboy Nidri Nishal B'Reishah, Iboy Nidri Nishal B'Reishah. Now there it's clear. So the Gemara's answer is Rav Nassim. You're right. That's Rav Nassim. There's no riot. I don't agree. Now there's a different lashon. I'm Ravina, I'm Ali Meremer. Helchi Am Ravach, your father, Ravina's father, Mishmeda Rapapi. Machloik is Vafora, Mishael de Rakov Mefer. Just the opposite. We have Bishloik Halaneda. The Sivla Yahu Dvarai. Even when it's still a Dibor. Members will have a Meisa to tell me that nothing happened yet. Meitzvei. So the two riots we brought will now be kashas. Why don't you do whatever one you want? So it might be a day high risha by sheni. You know which one is first and second, so it's no raya, no kasha. Because you're saying even Rav Nassin agrees. You're right, Jufta. That proves that at least Rav Nassin holds that you have to be chal before you matter. Whether the Rabbanon agree or not, it's still a machloikas. But the Mayamin that said Rav Nassin agrees is out. Yes?
Why can't you show our
because it can't be. The second case is fair. Because you're becoming also the one that's matter the first one. You can't ask the person to be matter and matter about himself. He's the one that's becoming lesser. You're going to the rabbi so-and-so and asking him to be matter your first netter. He's the object of the second netter now. Whoever you go to is the object. The second case is fair. Why can't you do the netter and the naziris with asachas? That I don't know. Everybody have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning about 7, 6 o'clock. Again, on Tuesday, my advice is that everybody have their nazir as well as their nadarim. Because I can't see this taking 2 whole days. You never know. Depends who's here, how many questions.